Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our background noise, we have Janine Avila on our radio show. Janine is a gal that I met a long time ago when I'm stuttering because people are coming home in my house too. We're all getting distracted all at the same time. But the cool thing is that I met Janine a long time ago when she was a guest host for Doris Wood, who was the original founder of the MLMIA. And I always give Doris the praise that she deserves because she had Janine as a guest host. And she said, you know, Peter, I got to have a couple of people do some guest hosting things. So, can you talk to Janine? And I had never spoken to Janine before. We did our 30-minute or hour-long radio shows or whatever it might have been at that time. And I found myself having natural and casual conversations with her as if we'd known each other for a long time. Matter of fact, I playfully say I was shaking my head up and down in agreement as opposed to left to right, as in like sometimes when you're talking to somebody, you're like, where the hell does this person get this stuff from? So I said, you know, this gal has definitely walked the walk and talked the talk, and she's doing it. Like, you can tell by when someone has done stuff before, just by the way they say the things that they say, you can say, oh, man, she's probably done that 100 million times. You know, this is her lifestyle, if you will, or her mindset for sure, and I really enjoyed that. And then she went away. She was like my Jenny in Forrest Gump, you know? So at the beginning, she just went away. Like, I thought, like, there she's gone. Where'd she go? Well, then she came back once or twice, and we had some nice conversations. And then one time she came back, she says, you know, I'd really like to do one of those radio shows again because I had a lot of fun doing that stuff. And I said, you know, it was really great to have you here. And I know a lot of people are looking for good people in the home-based business or business industry to be able to work with. And Janine is a coach. So if you go to JanineAvila.com, JanineAvila.com, you'll be able to see some of the things she's got working on. And anyway, so we started doing this. I said, you know, people are always looking for good coaching. And I know that if you were to work with anyone, like if they paid you for your coaching or if a company paid you for their coaching or however the coaching fit into whatever you're working on, you'd be able to give them really sound advice based on the practical experiences that you've had because you've done a lot of stuff. You've worked in as a distributor. You've worked as a company person to be able to kind of help a company like at all different levels, at all different times over decades. Like we playfully say, we tease each other, we've been around for so long. But there's a benefit to that, you know? There's a benefit to that. So as long as you can still remember the stuff that happened to you and make the adjustments, there's a good thing. So anyway, so we started to do this radio show. And a lot of times, depending on Janine's schedule, sometimes we do it live, sometimes we do a recording, but we always do it on Thursdays at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. That's 7:30 p.m. Central Time. And if you want to jump in and listen in, you'll always be able to hear her live with either me or a guest on the phone or a recording. And any one of her recordings kind of stand on its own. So even if you're hearing it for a second or third or 50th time, I'm telling you, you're going to pick up something else because you bring a new you every time you show up. So the cool thing is I want to say thanks to Janine Avila for being here on her own radio show. So Janine, thanks for being here.
Thank you, Peter. You know, and just listening to you talk about my mind, when you were talking about the experience and when you're listening to people, and I think I really, one of the reasons you and I connected was because you have a lot of practical experience from having done it. And it's like, you know, we see a lot of people that write books about how to do things that haven't done them or they haven't done them successfully. And there's like, you know, knowledge that they read somewhere. But, you know, that old adage, experience is the best teacher. And for me, I love doing this show, and of all the things I do, and I just came off of a big project of working on this. It wasn't so much fun. It was more operations and growth and stuff, and Morgan and I were talking about it, and I was so happy it was over, and we really started thinking the thing I love doing the most is working with people, coaching them to help them, you know, through the pitfalls, and so that I can share the experience of things that I did wrong or that I learned from or that somebody taught me. And I, you know, Morgan did a great promo and we said, who's in your corner? And I think that's more important now than ever because people need encouragement. There's so much negativity. And I hate to be like this, but oftentimes I'm having to tell people, stop sending me this stuff because they send me a lot of negativity and things in the news and politics and just things that are, they're just unpleasant. And I have to be creative, and I have to take care of myself, and I have to take care of my family, and I want to take care of my clients. I want people to be happy and positive and successful and prosperous. And it's hard to do that by yourself. And on this show, Building Fortunes Radio, we're talking to a lot of entrepreneurs, people that are home business owners, working from home for the most part. Maybe you go out and you see clients and you do things, but when you're going it alone, you know, we're not really designed. We're designed to have a little bit of solitude, and that's really good, so we can think and plan. But the way I think about it, it's a lot like when you're having a mentor or a coach, it's a lot like having a tour guide. Like, you could go through the jungle, and you've never been there before, and it's going to, you probably might get through there. But if you go with a tour guide who's been there and can say, hey, watch out over there. Don't drink that water. There's, you know, don't touch these plants. You got somebody that can help you. And that's what I had. I had a very successful career early in my direct selling days in Tupperware. And I had an amazing mentor. I've talked about her often on the show. Her name was Rosemary. And she had been where I was trying to go. And she was fun. And that's a big part of the formula for me. She was fun. She was funny. She cared about me. And that's why if you read any of my promotion on my website about coaching, you want a coach that really cares. Because whether you've ever been to a counselor or coach or had a teacher, you can feel it when they care. That old saying, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. So when I feel, this is just personally, when I feel like somebody cares about me, I'm a lot more likely to listen to them and to follow their advice because I know they care about how it turns out. I know they care about my family. They care about me. And that's the way I've modeled my coaching business. And when I first, you know, I had a mentor. She was my sponsor, so that sort of came with the territory and Tupperware. But later in life, I was working with somebody, and he suggested I get a business coach. And I thought, honestly, I felt a little bit offended. I'm like, well, I'm a coach. Why is he telling me I need a coach? What am I doing wrong? Like I got, I guess, insecure and defensive. And then he said, he called me on the phone. He said, don't take it personal. He said, I have a coach. Also, look at all the athletes. You have a coach. And he said, executives have coaches because you need somebody to give you perspective that you may not have. And I really thought about what he said, perspective that I may not have. And when you got somebody looking at it from a different vantage point that knows you and cares about you, and it made a big difference for me. And I went on to start working with this coach, and it was one of the best things I ever did. She did have perspective. She was fun and funny, and she cared about me. And she reacted in all the right places when I'd tell her something. She'd be like, oh, no, you know. And I realized it just really gave me someone that cared about my goals. Not the goals of the company or the organization, but my goals, me, Janine. How was I responding? How was I reacting? And I really modeled a lot of my own personal coaching business after the first, every coaching client, I spent an hour with them on the very first call because I'll tell them I'm like a doctor. I'm like, I got to know, you know, I don't like it. Personally, for me, Peter, you're probably the same way. When somebody starts telling me things that they haven't asked me any questions, so they don't know if I'm doing it or not doing it. They just start throwing advice. And so I will spend the first hour just finding out who you are, what are your habits, what do you feel good about, what do you want to happen, what have you done already, what do you have in place. And as you know, part of my foundation of my coaching business is helping people set up their office, figure out where they're going to work, and then we go to work, you know, and talk about goals and talk about time organization and, most importantly, communication. But everybody doesn't need communication coaching, but a lot of people do. And it's one, you know, Warren Buffett said that's one of the greatest differentiators between success and failure is someone's communication skills. And the good news about that is communication skills can be taught. A lot of things just come natural to some people and they don't for the other. But I'm going to kick it back to you for a minute, Peter, and then I'm going to come back and give you like 10 benefits that you can anybody can have from using a coach or a mentor that you may not have thought about.
You know, I sure do. So I think that having a good coach could mean the difference between success and failure, and that's not an overrated statement or basically an exaggerated statement. I really do, because I've had situations before in my life where my coaches were my bosses, and which also meant I had good ones and bad ones. And I had a gentleman named Joe. When I first got started, he was the best, probably still single-handedly one of the best management/coaches that I ever met. So I kind of got lucky when I worked with him. And then he got promoted. We actually promoted him out of the position. So then there was Mike, and Mike was a dud for me. He might have been somebody for somebody else, but he wasn't Joe. So that was really hard because he was trying to fill some shoes that he couldn't. And that doesn't mean that he was bad, but he was just not Joe, and he was a dud. And then I struggled. Like, I did well under Joe. We helped get him promoted. And then with Mike, I kind of struggled a little bit, and then it wasn't until I met another Joe that I started to pick up the pace again. And then it wasn't until I met Ronnie. Now, you guys don't know this, but his name is Ron DeSantis. He is not the governor from Florida. But I think if you want your kid to be successful as like a manager or like a coach or whatever, call him Ron DeSantis because it seems to fit. Mm-hmm. All the Ron DeSantises that I know are really good. And this Ron DeSantis, by the way, isn't available for hire, so meaning the one that we have in the governor of Florida or the one that I used to work with before. But it wasn't until I met my coach's coach that I really, really, really hit the ground. And you know what? He worked with me. If you say, well, is it because he showed you a demonstration? The answer is no. I never saw him do a demo. I saw him do interviews. And what did he do for you specifically? He taught me how to think. He taught me how to think. And did he do things that were in his best interest? And the answer is, of course. But they were also in my best interest. So he never did anything that was not in my best interest. As a matter of fact, sometimes he beat me up, and he was really good at pushing my buttons. So he had to know me to know the buttons to push. And this is why I would recommend you, Janine Avila, for anybody that is interested if they're coachable. Because you get in there and you dig in and you find out where are the buttons to be pushing, as opposed to a lot of these fake people that say they're coaches and sometimes even charge a lot of money. They are excuses for coaches by my comparison. Now, there might be some people that really love them, but by my standards, I'd chew them up and eat them out, push them aside, consider them fraudulent because they misdiagnosed me. So what I mean by that is you got to know the coach that you have has to know who you are and what buttons to push and kind of dig in deep and do it sincerely without their benefits in mind. I know a lot of coaches that will say anything that they need to say just so they can get their next check from you or up you to a different level. And that's really sad because, that's really sad. They'll say really good things. But with you, Janine, we've had a lot of conversations besides on the radio show, but you dig in when you work with people. And you dig in safely, meaning they can expose themselves and their vulnerabilities, their strengths, their weaknesses, their desires without prejudice. Like they can say it. And if you say to them that's a really good idea or that's not going to work, they're not going to take it the wrong way and feel like they're diminished or demolished. So I'd recommend you for those things. And I'm not just saying that because you're here on our radio show. I'm saying that because it's true. Like I would have no problem like with you as my coach, because I know you'd be able to dig in and push me in the direction that you need to push me, and sometimes even push the buttons that hurt, you know, but you would do it nicely and gently and forcefully when you need to, because you know how to do it. So it's kind of like, you know, massaging a muscle that needs to be massaged. You know when it's tender and you know when to, you know, kind of push it a little bit. So that's what I know about your level of experience. And by the way, I couldn't say that about you the first day you ever started in direct sales, because you were still learning. I can say that about you now, because you've had decades of working with, I can't even say thousands of people. You've been exposed to tens of thousands, if not more than that, numbers of people, plus their experiences, and had a lot of things to compare it to. So that's what I'd, like I said, my Forrest Gump thing, that's all I have to say about that.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, because I really do like to get, you know, the information. And a lot of times when people are telling me they're looking for a coach, I'm like, you got to pay attention. If they're asking you questions, are they just telling you things that they think you need to know? Because to me, a good coach is going to ask you questions so they can figure out what you want, not what they want, and maybe have shortcut it for you, make it easier to get there. And, you know, I'll just share one of my favorite coaching phrases, because I had, that's where I, my claim to fame was Tupperware. Built more leaders than anybody in the country when I was in Tupperware. I was putting more, I would say I put more people in cars than anybody, because they would tell me what they want. And when they'd ask me, what's the secret? And this is the secret to my coaching formula, is I find out what people want. That's what that first hour of exploratory call is. I like doing Zooms and, you know, FaceTimes now, because I can see the expression on people's face. I can see their energy change when I talk about one thing and how they light up when they talk about something else. And then I'm able to say, well, you lit up when you talked about, you know, marketing, and when we talked about the bookkeeping, you had a strange look on your face. Is that hard for you? And so I'll ask those questions. But the secret to my coaching success when I was building leaders in the field is I'd find out what people want and why, you know, why they're doing this. What is, you know, it's not the money. It's what's the money for? What do you want? Do you want freedom? Are you trying to get a bigger house? Do you want your husband to be able to quit his job? Do you want a new car? Do you want to travel? What pushes your button? Like you said, and then I just made a note of it. Either I remembered it or I wrote it down. And then when they weren't making the calls and they weren't doing the work and they weren't showing up for the events and they just weren't putting the work in, I never judged people, because we shouldn't judge people. We're not supposed to do that. But what I always said was, you know, if I was talking to you and I would say, Peter, you told me you like to travel and you were trying to make, you know, you wanted $20,000 in the bank so you could have this. And whatever it was that you told me, I would just remind you, you told me that's what you wanted. And now I noticed you haven't been making the calls, you haven't been coming to the meetings. You're not, and that's okay if that's what you want. But do you still want the travel, or do you want help, or do you want me to leave you alone? And that really was the secret, because 9 times out of 10 they said, no, I still want that, because people get off course. And that's why a coach who really knows your goals and cares enough about you, and I'm always saying you can tell anybody anything if you tell them with love and respect, because nobody wants to be made to feel bad. There's enough of that in the world. So you can help people to hit their goals. That's why that different perspective that a coach has, if you're watching a gymnast on the corner of the mat or a wrestler or a basketball player, a coach is on the side, and they're not always as graceful when they're talking to those athletes, but they can see from a different perspective, and they know what that person is capable of. And that's why it's so important to make sure that you know your clients and you know the people you're coaching, what they're capable of and what their needs are. Every coach that's ever worked with me knows that finance and budgeting is not my strong suit. And though I had to work in that area, so, or make enough money so I could hire people that were. So you just really find out, what do you love? And that's what I love to do. I love to find out what propels people to their greatness, what they want to be and what it means for them. Is it freedom? Is it travel? What are they looking for? So, Peter, let's take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back and give a few more tips.
Here we go.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networkleads.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized website, MLM training, Humongous blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
Peter Mingles here. You are listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. This is Janine Avila's radio show. If you go to Janine Avila, JanineAvila.com, you'll be able to hear this as well as previous radio shows. If you want to hear other previous radio shows, you can also go to buildingfortunesradio.com/Janine, J-A-N-I-N-E. And Janine is talking about, you know, her personal coaching. And I'll just kind of say this like this. If you are looking for a personal coach, then, and you have something to apply it to, so that's my little caveat, you know, make sure you have something to apply it to, unless you just want it, you know, sometimes it has a lot to do with just, you know, whatever you want it for, but if you're looking for a personal coach, call up Janine, hire her, tell her what you're looking for. If you don't know what you're looking for, give her the, hey, listen, I really don't know. That's what we'll probably explore when we go through this coaching program, because most people don't even know what's possible, and then watch, you know, 6 months, a year, 2, 3, 4 years later, watch what happens to your bank account. Watch what happens to your relationships. Watch what happens to your level of thinking. Watch what happens to how you focus, where you put your time, where you don't put your time, all of those types of things. Watch how you grow. And the cool thing is anything you invest in your own head, you'll probably be able to share with other people as well. So your investment actually has a duplicating, multiplying, exponential effect on a lot of the people many times that are important to you. So I would always say hire Janine Avila. So JanineAvila.com. So Janine, back to you.
Thank you, Peter. As you were saying that, where you're making me think about, I was coaching a world champion Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu champion. And when one of my sons found out about this, I said, he's one of my clients, I'm coaching him. And he said, you don't even know how to do Jiu-Jitsu. That's not what I'm coaching him about. This guy is a world champion, great guy, and he was unhappy because all he wanted to do was jiu-jitsu. But that wasn't paying the bills, and he had a family. And so I started talking to him, and I actually was just trying to help him. Then he ended up saying, would you be my coach? I was actually going to hire somebody. So what we figured out in having the conversation was that what Manny wanted was to open his own jiu-jitsu studio so that he could do jiu-jitsu all day but also monetize it and teach others, and he loves kids and he loves doing that. So I started coaching Manny, not on jiu-jitsu, that wasn't my area of expertise, but starting a business and, you know, the step-by-step, like he didn't know where to start. And I've helped people helping people start their business dream is one of my favorite things to do. I've helped that. Manny started his own studio, and we put pictures all over Facebook, and that was his dream. And I remember telling him, you need a desk in here, Manny. You need an office. And he said, that's my office. And he pointed to the mat. And I said, that's good, but you still need a place to count the money. So he said, okay. So we put a little desk in there for him. And it's just, we all have things that we're good at, but it's that, again, perspective, because I could have said, that was cute and catchy when Manny pointed to the mat and said, that's my office. And I said, that's great, because it is. But I also reminded him, we got to be business-like. We need a place to take the money. So we just bring our different strengths. And I had another couple of friends that worked with my daughter that wanted to start a Hawaiian restaurant. One of the guys was from Hawaii, and they just wanted to do it so bad. They knew they wanted to do it, but they didn't know how. So for me, the how-to is the easy part. So to being able to work with people and help them, whether it's, you know, help a young mother, you know, we all know I have too many kids. I have 7 kids, and they're all grown now. But I was building my business, and I had to learn strategies on how to still be a great mom and how to work and be on the phone and do all the things I had to do. And, you know, Peter, this was at the time when there was, I won't even say her name, but there was a woman who wrote a book and telling everybody, work, you can work from your kitchen table, and that was the thing. And I was the opposite of that. And I was saying, don't work from the kitchen table. That's where you need to have dinner with your family, and you don't need papers and your computer and stuff all over the kitchen table, because I went through all that. It was my own personal experience. And I've just learned from things that I like to share with people. And, you know, I love the saying that there's no better exercise for the heart than reaching down and lifting others up. When I can make a difference in somebody's life, share something that was a failure for me that maybe I can say, don't step on that landmine, you know, and I can, here's some different things I learned along the way. And I just like it to be fun for people. So that's a big part of my coaching. And if you go to my website, Morgan put some real heart and effort into I hadn't had any coaching programs on there in a while because I hadn't had time, because I had this major client that was taking up all my time. So we worked together today, and she put those on there. And, you know, my thing is, I'm a corner coach. I'm in your corner. I'm not over here on the stage telling you what to do. I'm in your corner, in your ear, reminding you what you're made of and what you got in you and that you can do it. And there's a tab on my website. Peter shared it at JeanineAvila.com. The tab says Get Jeanine in Your Corner, and if you click on that, you'll see all kinds of programs. And they'll fit any budget. It can be one time. It can be even if you just don't even know if it's for you and you just want to talk about it. I'm just really excited to be really investing more of my time and energy back into this area of coaching. So I want to strongly encourage everyone, I hope you go to my page and you'll hire me, because I'm loving this and I'd love to work with people. I also have had people that I've said I might not be the coach for you, because I want to have fun in what I do and I want to be successful, and I want that for everybody that I work with. So you can email coaching@JeanineAvila.com and ask for information, or you can go look at Morgan's handiwork on the website. She also did some cool new stuff for the show on the website today too, Peter. She was having a lot of fun in there. Yeah. So I think we're going to have Morgan on the show. You know, she just got her real estate license, and they're in Long Beach, California. Yeah, and that's been a goal of hers for a while, and she's been working hard on that. So now she's working from home, and she's a licensed realtor in the state of California, in the city of Long Beach, which is one of America's best-kept secrets. So we may have her on the show so everybody can get to meet Morgan. But please, if you're interested at all, you can try it. All my coaching programs are 100% money-back guarantee. I don't want to take anybody's money if they're not happy and they're not getting results. That's what I pride myself in, just being able to help people find their passion, avoid burnout. You can learn from my mistakes, business growth. So you're just having more fun and doing what you really want to do. And if you need help building a strong team, I have a lot of experience in that from my years in the industry. Just come up with a plan and create some strategies, and hopefully you'll be really happy and you can build your business of your dreams and be pleasantly and peacefully profitable in your own home. That's my goal for everybody.
Excellent information. So for those people listening in, make sure you check her out, JeanineAvila.com, JeanineAvila.com, and we're going to keep this one a little bit shorter so I could run this for replays, because I know there's a lot of people that are looking for the right person, so we'll run this as a replay sometime during the weeks coming up as well. So, Jeanine, thanks, as usual, for being here. Thanks for being the person you are, and for those people looking for a good coach, make sure you hire Jeanine Avila, JeanineAvila.com. So, Jeanine, I'll let you wrap it up.
Oh, thank you so much, because I forgot something. I got a brand-new phone line, and sometimes people are listening to the show when they're driving, and sometimes I talk to people, and they'll say, I wanted to send you an email, but I was in the car. So I'm going to give this number. It's 214-984-0040, 214-984-0040, and you'll follow the prompt. You can leave a message for me. You can get information on coaching. There's a option 3 says if you're calling about the radio show, or you have an idea, you want to be a guest, you have a question, you want to give Peter a compliment, you can hit option 3 and you can leave a message. And this line is 24/7. We answer it during the day, and at night it goes right to voicemail. And so please give us a call on there if you'd rather do that, and we'll look forward to talking with you soon. So thank you, everybody, and make it a great week.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.